Frank Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, Steve Kastenbaum from CNN is going to be talking about rat-infested Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants. Later on, Scott Daly is going to be here from FilmFeverRadio.com. He's got a review of the new film, Zodiac, which looks to be fan-freaking-tastic, by the way. We're going to try to get through, we'll try to squeeze in this top five. And then I got this, everybody's asking me if I'm going to Lebowski Fest. The answer is no.
Oh, yeah, Jeff is totally into that.
Jeff McGinley's going to that.
Yep.
And our friend Big Jim from KUFO, he's going to Lebowski
Fest.
When
is it, this weekend?
It's next weekend, I think.
Is it in Portland?
It's in Seattle. I think they're road tripping.
It sounds pretty cool.
It does. I've just never seen The Big Lebowski, ever.
Oh, Rick, see?
But that's the thing. That's why. That's, you remember yesterday on this program when somebody named Sarah said, I've never seen any of the Star Wars films. And you know how I put it aside. I didn't get hung.
You would love that movie.
It's not, again, as I always say, it's not like I've avoided it. I
guess you get to go and go bowling with them and, like, hang out.
It's Jeff Dowd, who is the dude. He's the real-life the dude.
See, that is the coolest thing ever.
I almost feel like I don't need to see The Big Lebowski now because I feel like, what, with everybody, everybody I know quotes it and loves it, so I feel like I've seen it just out of order. You know what I mean? I haven't ever seen all the lines assembled in the correct running time. I didn't get any coffee in this last break. I got to do that here in a while. All right. It's 503-733-2970. So if you were listening earlier on to the Rick Emerson radio program, you heard that Scotty J cornered me in the kitchen this morning and revealed that that he believes that now is the time for he, Scotty J, to take the wheel and to bring a weekend program of his own to the people here on AM 970. So my question to you is, Scotty, are you ready?
It's certainly an idea that I have to ponder for the next two years.
Well, you know, you could ponder it or you could just give it a whirl right now. Let me queue up some, you know the phone number, right?
Give it a whirl.
Do you know
the phone number? 503-733-2970.
Sounds like you're all prepared. We'll just pretend that this is the opening of the show for you. Let me just, you wait for the post?
No.
You can set calls.
Rick, you've
got to
stop talking.
It's a funny
tissue.
Yeah, the song I'd be playing right now is That's the Sound of the Man Working on a Train.
Don't do that. All right.
All right, Baker Street. All right, welcome to the Scotty J Show. It wouldn't be called the Scotty J Show. Of course, it'd be Beyond Suburbia. And this is where we talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. And you know what? If we don't like talking to you, we just flat out hang up on you. Because it's all about my view and what I feel is appropriate. Because I feel people need to know my view. My views aren't spoken on other radio channels. And somebody needs to just man up and get out there and speak their view. Because I'm sure there's at least three or four supporters out there who actually view things as I do. So right now we're going to go take some calls here at AM 970 Solid State Radio. You're on the air with Scotty J. Who's this?
Hey, Scotty, it's Chad. How you doing, man?
Chad, how are you?
I'm good this fine Friday in Portland. Hey, you know, I like your style, but I don't know why the radio station put you on the air because we've already got 50 other stations that say the same thing you do.
Well, that's the thing, is my show that I'm pitching after I...
You're doing the show now.
Well,
we're doing it right now, man.
Okay, this is the show.
Okay, this particular show is going to have more than just politics. It's going to have a little bit of entertainment in there. We're going to poke fun at everybody. People will poke fun at me, as they always do, which is fine. And it'll just be an interesting couple of hours of entertainment.
You can't do a show talking about what the show's going to sound like.
Yeah, so this is the show.
This is the show.
Yeah.
This is your test run.
Well, the thing about this show is I don't have anything on paper. I don't have anything in my mind.
The talk show host only needs his mouth.
Okay, so in that case, I do have a question.
Okay, Chad, go ahead.
Well, what do you think about the whole Walter Reed thing? And, I mean, like, is it the Republicans' fault? Was it the guy in charge? I mean, I think he's kind of a scapegoat. What say you?
I would have to steer you away from this question at the moment. I do not have an opinion on that. See, I don't have an opinion on everything, and nor do I know everything.
Right. Well, very good, sir. All right, have a good day.
Thanks for calling, Chad.
For sure. Bye-bye.
All right.
Reset.
We're going to take another call.
Give the phone number.
503-733-2970 is our phone number here at the Scotty J. Beyond Suburbia Show. And you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, turn your radio down. Goodbye. Okay, we'll take another call. You're on the air right now.
Are you talking to me, Scotty?
I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, this is John. I love your show. I've been listening for a long time.
Long time listener, John?
That's right, I am.
I appreciate your support. You are a supporter, right?
Yeah, I am. I love you, Scotty. I don't care what anybody else says about you. Anyway, I wasn't able to listen to your show a little earlier, so I kind of called in not knowing what the heck was going on. I was going to ask you about the 970 greatest things ever.
Are you a janitor, John?
Yeah, is it all if I ask you, Scotty, about that?
Sure, we're counting down the best 970 greatest things of all time.
Now, you're talking about the greatest things, like non-important things. You're not talking about,
electricity and genuine crap. Oh, absolutely.
About, like,
anything and everything, the greatest things that have been brought to man of all time.
Well, that could be a lot of stuff.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, well, I was just looking on the internet and looking on 970.am, whatever it is, the site there, and I was just trying to figure out exactly what they were looking for. I figured, for what you guys talk about, I kind of figured it was like more.
Well, we're taking emails on that right now.
And you have no idea, do you? You're completely.
I really don't.
You're mangling this.
I'm making it sound like I know.
I have to step in. We're going to be talking about that actually in the next segment. You should be listening. Keep listening, John. We're going to be talking about that.
Okay, excellent. Well, keep it up, Scott. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I can tell you what I assume it is.
The irony here is that you would never, ever, ever get these many phone calls. All right.
That's true, especially on a weekend.
This
right?
is an ad hoc dry run of the Scotty J Show. Go, keep going.
Hey, you're on the Scotty J
Suburban
Perspective. Who's this?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. This is Dave.
Quit saying that. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Scotty,
yes, sir.
About this GD war in Iraq? We got to get out now, Scotty. What do we do?
That's the thing is a lot of liberals want to get out of there and.
Are you calling me a liberal?
No. I want you to go with this here. A lot of liberals out there want us to get out of Iraq, and they hate this war. They hate
right.
the money that's going to it and all that good stuff.
Right.
But they don't have a solution. They don't have a solution on what to do or how to get it done.
I have a solution.
Are
you ready to hear the solution?
Yes, I am, but I do want to hear the outcome.
Let me tell you the solution. Are you ready?
Go, Dave, go.
Mama Bowie!
All right, so you know what that means? That means we're looking at satellite for the Scotty J Show. That's a possibility. You're on the air, AM 970, and our phone number is 503-733-2970. You're on the air.
Scotty J.
Yes, sir. George in Wilsonville. How are you?
Yes, how's it going, my man?
Oh, that's so sad.
Hey, listen.
It's going good. Are we going to get into
all,
a healthcare
on the,
debate?
On the 970 things, I have to put Grace Park of Battlestar Galactica near the top of that list. Who plays Boomer? You know Boomer. Have you seen the show at all, Scotty?
Nope. I am not a Battlestar Galactica.
I'm going to retract your geek card for today. But anyway, I want to ask you about the healthcare situation in America. How you feel about the fact that we spend $5,000 per capita, every man, woman, and child in the United States, on health care, yet 50 million people are uninsured, whereas other countries who have a far better health record are able to insure everybody for about $2,500 per person, and everybody is insured.
That's a great point, George, and I'm glad you bring it up. And here's what I have to say about that. Number one, if we were to move to a system like that, it's not just going to be the $5,000 that you're saying that we abdicate to this now. It's going to be more.
Why would that be, Scotty?
Because healthcare in America costs more money.
You know why that is, Scotty?
I would imagine because doctors and, you know, insurance companies and
a lot of Republican types in between you and your doctor. That's why. Insurance people that have no function, healthcare function whatsoever between you and your healthcare provider.
It's okay. You can use the phone breakup sounder here on him if you'd like.
Well, I appreciate talking to George.
I would go
into this in a further discussion if this was for real. So thank you for calling, George.
Take a couple more.
Oh. And you're off the air. You're on the air. 503-733-2970. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, but you're breaking up. What's your name?
Why do you talk that way?
I don't know. What's your name?
My name is Ed.
Ed, what's up?
I just have a question for you. Hello? Hello?
Don't talk, Sarah. It's the Scotty J Show.
I know, I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
Scotty? Hello?
Hello?
This is gripping. Keep doing this, Scotty. You'll get a 10 share. Are you there?
I'm here. This is Ed. I'm calling from Salem. I'm an illegal alien, and I need to find out, what do you think about the biggest workforce in the United States, all the illegals are in the United States? What do you think about that?
I'm not at all against illegal aliens. Not at all. I believe that there are jobs out there that American citizens do not want to do, and somebody needs to do them for us to, you know, continue to be the biggest superpower country in the world. And so I'm not against that. In fact, the Republican Party has put together a plan to help people get either temporary or get their citizenship here, and I'm for it, totally. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
You're on the air with Scotty J. Beyond Suburbia. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to you when you were co-hosting with Rick the other day, and you were talking about the Dixie Chicks.
Don't ever say that. I swear to God, I know I'm supposed to be quiet here while he's turning the show. Don't ever say that again. I'll find you and I'll kill you.
All right. I was on hold for a long, long time that day, and I just wanted to put in my two cents there. I do remember Rick saying that, he says, I hate those
I see where you're going with this, and I...
you say that a lot.
I remember that day, and I'm going to find it, where you're saying, I hate the Dixie Chicks. You said that. I know it for a fact.
Well, I hate all people in general. It's just a question of degree. All right, thank you. Let's do a couple more here. You got to do a time... You're not doing time checks. What time is it, Scotty?
Well, I've noticed that some radio stations don't say the time due to the fact that they want to play them over for best ofs, and then you have to edit out what time it is, right? But if you do want to know the time, we're looking at about 1:23, somewhere in that zone.
It's always people 1:19.
Oh, sorry. Okay, my watch is fast.
You know, you just be sort of vague about the information. It's okay.
Our phone number here on the Beyond Suburbia perspective here at AM 970 Solid State Radio is 503-733-2970. Yeah. Right. And you're on the air. Who's this?
James.
What's up, James?
Hey, Scotty, could you do me a favor and sing your theme song again?
That's the sound of the man working on the train.
Yeah, so embarrassing
you know
for all
chain.
Of us.
You know it's a chain, right?
Oh, damn, I'm going to have to get a new sounder.
All right, thanks, Scotty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I can see this is going really nowhere.
That's 2 hours, great.
We'll go ahead and we'll take one more call. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Eric. Scotty, you there?
Eric, I'm here. Are you there?
Hey, Scotty, congratulations on your new show. I just wanted to ask you one question.
Okay, go ahead.
How does it feel to go down in flames?
Flaming!
Thank you, Mark Scotty.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, there you go. All right, now see? So there you go.
It's not easy, but I would also have stuff on paper. I would have topics. I would know what I'm talking about so I don't get, you know, hit from the side and not have an answer.
Also, you'd have no one calling for about 3 hours, just so you know.
Right. So there you go.
Be a whole lot of you talking to yourself. Just so you're aware. Just
know my cohorts. I would have cohorts in there.
Wait, what word are you saying?
That's the thing about my show. We make up words and we get away with it.
What did you just refer to those people as, though?
Cohorts.
Spell that for me, please.
C-O-H-E-R-T-S.
Okay.
I think we should take just a couple more calls.
You can't get enough of the Scotty J. Show.
I'm hooked.
Is it grabbing you by the ovaries?
Right now, we have no sounders. We have no music. We have nothing. It's just raw Scotty J. Everything but sex.
Scotty J.
It's true.
Tim, do you have any thoughts on the Scotty J show so far?
I'm enjoying it immensely.
All right.
If you have something to buy, sell, swap, trade, or give away, you give Scotty a call right now.
I agree. It's all about capitalism. So if we can sell something on this show, we will.
This is your new theme song, by the way.
503-733-2970. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jed and Banks. I got a 12-foot aluminum weld that I would sell or trade for a slightly used washing machine for the last.
I love it. I love this stuff. This is what America is built on.
Your Absolutely. Show will not be this interesting.
So if anybody out there has anything like that, please to be calling me. I'll leave my number with the Scotty there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jed.
Now, see, that's gripping radio there.
No, two more, and then we'll break.
You're on the air with, Beyond Suburbia with Scotty J. Who's this?
This is Corey.
Corey, what's up?
Oh, not much. First time, long time, Scotty. I have this friend. I need some advice. There's this guy, and he's a father. He spends a lot of time by himself at dive bars drinking. Hanging out with strippers. Could you give me any advice on what I should tell this guy?
Where'd this music come from? That's amazing.
Wanted Sounders.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. This guy needs to get out there and he needs to hustle all during the week so he has more money for these dive bars when he's in there and become more popular. He'll start making more friends. You'll be able to tip more. It's all about, you know, the more money you make, the more fun you can have.
Wow, that's great advice.
Thank you, Corey. We're going to take one more call. Appreciate it. You're on the air with Scotty J. Beyond
Scotty.
Suburbia. Who's this?
Scotty, it's Mark.
Mark, what are you doing?
Love your show. I'm driving around shopping.
See, you're putting money back into the economy. You're keeping people working here in Oregon, and we appreciate
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. And I was just wondering if I could offer my opinion and see what you think about ending the war quickly in Iraq.
Well, you know what? If the war ended quickly in Iraq, I'd be ecstatic about that because I don't feel like personally shelling out any more money myself in taxes and having that, you know, be spent. However,
absolutely.
On the other hand, I would like to... Go ahead.
My opinion would be is there any possible way we can air the Beyond Suburbia show in Iraq?
You know, that's something we're working on. We're working on streaming in Iraq right now, so we'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please,
there you go.
We're Beyond Suburbia with Scotty J. God. There's like little bits of my soul I'm never going to get back. The opinions expressed on this program are ludicrous and completely without foundation or merit and most likely misspelled in any number of ways.
Or just made up words in general.
Seriously. Cohorts. Those two things that hurt you at the same time. 503-733-2970. For the love of Jesus, we're going to come back with Tim Riley, who will take us away like so much Calgon. Later on, we have Steve Kastenbaum is joining us from New York City. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't go anywhere.
Winding your way down on Baker Street, lighting your head and head on your seat well.
It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. And like I said, that guy that called up and was doing this radio thing was fantastic. That made that entire segment worthwhile. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Coming up later on, Steve Kastenbaum from New York City, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, and I am now, insert joke here, typing one-handed, trying to get this browser to open. All right, here we go. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Just a second. We'll go to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth later on. We will actually, because they're going to be, the countdown actually begins Monday. John had called up, listener John had called up, and he'd asked about the 970 greatest things ever. And for a long time, people just thought it was sort of a goof. It was a thing we're just doing kind of as a gag. But it is real. The countdown actually begins Monday. We'll stretch throughout calendar year 2007 as this very fine radio station counts down the 970 greatest things ever. And so for the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, we've been asking people to submit for that. So we will read some of the submissions here on just a skosh. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Let's get these calls, and then we'll find out what's happening in the news. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up? Jeff, is the phone up?
Graham?
Hey, hello, what?
Is this still the Scotty J program?
Sadly, no. Regrettably, that time has passed. A glorious golden window has shut forever.
I was looking so forward to say the words, long-time listener, first-time caller.
That really was. That really was pretty great. What was great is how our audience just instantly adapts. That does show you, by the way, that no matter how much people may claim that these, like, Rick, if you ever get fired again, I'll never listen to the radio again if the Rick Emerson show goes up. Look how even in just like a role-playing sort of sense, people immediately, after about 5 minutes, adapt to whoever's filling the time slot. It's like all those people that claim they were never going to listen to Liz Wilde. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've got the radio presets in the vehicle here, and during one of the times of unpleasantness, yes. When I woke up one day and it was like, hey, there's no more Rick at 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Dude, I had to sit and listen to Clark Howard for the longest time and got great financial sense and such, but...
But a complete lack of stories about alligators biting the testicles off of men in Florida.
There really wasn't any of that, you know. There was no Miami theme sounder. There was nothing.
True.
It was just, you know...
It is true.
Idiots who are, you know, whatever.
All right.
Are
we done?
I just wanted to ask Scotty, or if you could, whatever you want to do, why is it that with this healthcare issue, the people who don't have healthcare seem to be the people who like drink way too much pop, way too much coffee, smoke too many cigarettes, and eat too much fast food?
Because part of the American way, sir.
Is eat crap, feel like crap,
it's
have
part
no
of
healthcare.
It's part of our culture. It's part of what makes us a proud people. It's part of what weaves us together into a large tapestry. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hey, I had a quick comment about the Scotty J Show.
Yes.
Sounded almost dead on of a Phil Hendry bit when he had his brain-dead board op take over the show, Bud Dickman.
There's a man to do the show for Phil.
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. Man, I miss that show. I really do. People ask us, and we should say for the record, by the way, we get asked, I mean, the first, like, month or so that Scotty was on the program, I got a lot of emails along the lines of, like, who writes his material, who does the Scotty J, who plays Scotty J. But I got to tell you, Scotty J, what you hear, my friend, is an accurate representation of the real-life Scotty J. There really is no difference between Scotty J here and Scotty J, let's just say, sitting on your couch drinking your beer.
Good God.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. All right. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Breaking news. The Secretary of the Army has resigned. Francis J. Harvey, never heard of him before today, but he was the guy in charge of Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington. That's been known to have the three M's, mold, mice, and mayhem. The surprise comes a day after Harvey fired a two-star general in charge of a hospital. He'd been the Army Secretary since November 2005, and his resignation was announced by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Meanwhile, close to the home of Vancouver, condo is being used as a kennel for four pit bulls. This after a neighbor reported water seeping from the apartment. Firefighters and animal control officials found the dogs in an otherwise vacant three-story condo. The fire department spokesman said the water was coming from a toilet that was overflowing because it had been clogged. Apparently, somebody stopped by, picked up the animal waste with toilet paper, and tried to flush it.
All right.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential contender Rudy Giuliani acknowledged today that conservatives that always agree with him on gun control, abortion, or gay rights and urged them to look past the differences. You and I have a lot in common. We think about the same on a lot of things, said the former New York City mayor on moderate and social issues. The point of a presidential election is to figure out who you agree with the most. Western-owned White House hopefuls call themselves as more appealing choices, including Senator John McCain and... former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
You know, the thing about Giuliani's got that weird, he's got like a smaller case of that, the Barney Frank thing. He's got that kind of lisp going on. We talked a lot about Barney Frank, his incredible limp, disappearing lips the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But Giuliani's got sort of a mild case of that same thing. Let's see, Rick, how about having the Scotty Therapy show you guys were suggesting a while ago? That would truly be the best show ever. Signed Lothar, the Ovary Protector. All right. Well, we'll look into it. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, I was just curious. Is Scotty's real name Kenny Vance? Because it sounds like the same show.
I'm not.
not gonna touch that one.
No, it would be improper of me to weigh in on that. Thank you, sir.
Just had to comment on that. Thanks.
Oh, okay, thank you. Was that a pun? Weigh in? He wanted to... He had some heavy thoughts?
Man, that guy was huge.
He didn't want to be... He was huge in Portland.
In Portland.
And he fans is huge in Portland.
Like the fan.
Bigger in Vancouver.
He did certainly have some fat, chewist opinions. Also, he was incredibly round. Bill, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
I've got the worst gas. You would not believe this is the fart I just ripped. It was a...
All right. Let's see. This email says, OMG, Scotty J, I totally, like, love your show. I'm totally your biggest fan. Can I put in a request, please? Can you please play more Dixie Chicks? All right. It's 503-733-2970. Here is Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Well, singing star Bobby Brown has apparently reneged on a deal that had him working for a Washington, D.C. radio station in exchange for paying the child support he owed. According to a department agreement between Brown and Hot 97.5.
What station?
Hot 97.5. Okay. The singer wants to serve as an on-the-air guest, co-host for a week in this morning program, The Kane Show.
See, this is what makes people like Scott feel like they have weekend shows, is that someone has given Bobby Brown a radio program.
I don't think Scotty did. Come on, we're all pretty impressed at how good he did. Well, it was better than we thought. No?
Yes.
Kenny Vance is huge. In Portland.
In Portland. And in the studio.
And in Vancouver.
He's not listening.
Who?
Kenny Vance.
He's huge. You're Tim Riley.
He's the most enormous man I've ever seen.
Shh. No one's listening.
Time for penis watch.
Here's your penis watch.
Take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
The headline is, a woman gets 4 years from burning her boyfriend's penis. Dateline Montreal. A woman in that city used fondue fuel to set her late boyfriend's penis on fire. She's been sentenced to 4 years in prison. They're taking into account time already served, but Andrea Renee will have to remain incarcerated for another 30 months. The attorney said today the 44-year-old woman needs to follow up with her psychological and alcohol problems, too. In April 2001, Renee's boyfriend went to bed following a heated argument between them.
A heated argument, really?
Mm-hmm.
Before she burned him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As Guillaume Pungo snoozed, Renee doused the man's private parts with fuel and set them afire. Pungo died last year of unrelated causes. He had difficulty getting into relationships after what happened.
Okay, fantastic. There's your penis watch for...
Take a look at my enormous penis. My troubles start melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Rick, speaking of dead blondes and tropical places, whatever happened to that college chick that vanished in Aruba? Michael from Seaside.
Oh, my God.
Natalie Holloway. Why do we know that?
I don't know.
I don't even know who Fletcher representatives are. What did ever happen to Natalie Holloway? Tim?
I don't know.
Where was she?
She was in Aruba.
Aruba.
Jamaica. Are you just mimicking everything I say? All right. I have no idea. I don't know what happened there. Did they ever find her? Did she wash up somewhere?
There's no other way to put it.
She was dead, and they kept waiting for her Lacey Peterson S. corpse just to float up somewhere. Speaking of which, there's a whole lot of people that they never found. They never found Natalie Holloway. They never found. Did they ever find what, Chandra Levy?
No, that's another one.
Did Chandra Levy just do? And whatever happened to what's his name, Gary Condit, the guy that claimed he didn't kill her. There's a whole lot of it. It used to be like the Lindbergh baby kidnapping or something. It'd be in the news for 10 years. It was the crime of the century.
That's true.
It's like the crime every week now. It just fades into the woodwork. Rick, I played the trumpet. This is about the trumpet spit valve.
Mm-hmm.
I played the trumpet in school, and we only drained the spit at the end of class, generally right under the floor. Sometimes onto the back of lucky kids in front of us. But you always know where the brass section was by the puddles on the floor. Looking back, I am a bit disturbed by this. In case you wonder what it sounds like, it's very similar to the sounds of a straw trying to suck out the last drop in your big gulp. Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks for clarifying that, sir. It's 503-733-2970. Here is Tim Riley.
This guy's also out of Florida.
No, damn it.
You can just do it vocally like you did yesterday.
Okay.
A late funeral worker was arrested for legally arranging phony funerals and incurred carrying caskets in the sport utility vehicle and having his girlfriend act as a priest. John Pepper had arranged two burials and two cremations, from which the family paid him over $22,000 before he was arrested this week in Ohio. His former employer, the Dean Lopez Funeral Home, discovered the problem and notified police after a hospice requested a death certificate relating to one of the cases. Bonding and Pepper had been, he had been a good employee after he was laid off because of budget cuts at the funeral home. I guess people aren't dying as much as they were before. According to the Sheriff's Department, before he left, he forwarded one call to the office of his cell phone and then set up a website advertising a business that he called Paradise Mortuary. They discovered the problem a little bit later. Pepper told one of the victims that the funeral was held at a church because the funeral home was used to conduct an autopsy. The victim later learned that her mother's body was originally transported in the back of an SUV instead of a hearse. This was the first funeral I had to plan, she said, and I was so vulnerable.
Well, where did the body go? I mean, did they eventually bury it at least?
It doesn't say.
What, did the body just end up being a Rite Aid somewhere?
Well, we'll have to investigate this one further.
All right. Oh, somebody has an answer about Shonda Levy. Paul, hello.
Yes, Shonda Levy's body was discovered about 4 months after she disappeared. The murder has not been solved.
Okay, so they found her. They just don't know who did it.
The congressman was the most likeliest candidate, but they still don't have any evidence.
All right, and then
Natalie Holloway. I just think they never found her.
Yeah, Natalie Holloway. Did they ever find you? Know?
No.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
Super fine. Oh, that's right. They found her in the woods somewhere. Underneath a pile of leaves.
It was just like some... It was like her skeleton or something.
Yeah. Well, whatever was left.
Yeah, I don't think they found that. I don't think they found Oliver. I think they... all right.
I mean, it was less than Anna Nicole Smith.
No. All right. Let's see. This is... Rick, are we ever going to get to hear the ovary grabbing? Okay, this is... All right, and then this one says, Rick, don't have an overreaction to the demo tape you received. Okay, what is this woman's name? Her name is Kathleen... I just lost it again. Hold on. Kathleen, I got this demo tape. Actually, coming on the heels of the Scotty J experiment earlier this hour.
Maybe they could be teamed up.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. All right, her name is Kathleen. Oh, she's another radio person. She doesn't have a last name. She's another one of those people doesn't have... Oh, no, she's got two last names. Fantastic. Well, I bet she's not.
Is it hyphenated?
Yes, I bet she's not irritating and pretentious. The Kathleen Show, grabbing life by the ovaries. Are you looking for weekend content that will grab listeners and advertising dollars? Call us today to book The Kathleen Show. It is apparently a fun and inspiring radio program about shaking things up and grabbing life and health by the horns. Show host and, Tim Riley, acclaimed filmmaker, Kathleen Slattery Motchkow.
Oh, yeah, it does have to be the Kathleen Show.
Slattery Motchkow.
Slattery Motchkow.
Slattery Motchkow sounds like a Vietnamese delicacy.
Is there a shout for that?
Kathleen Slattery Motchkow.
Motchkow.
Kathleen Slattery Motchkow.
Hot talk.
Slattery Motchkow.
How do you spell Slattery Motchkow, please?
How do you think Slattery Motchkow is spelled?
Slattery?
Yeah, hyphen.
Hyphen. M-A...
No. M-O-S-C-H-K-A-U. Look, I realize that the era of everybody in radio just having a predictable radio name like, John Allen.
She has a MySpace page.
Of course she does. I realize that the radio name is just sort of a thing of the past in many ways, but Kathleen Slattery... Look, that's no way to go through life, okay? That's no way to go through life.
Slattery Motchkow.
She apparently mixes it up with some behind-the-scenes peeks of the... they're not just behind-the-scenes peeks. This radio program apparently says that she mixes it up with some way behind-the-scenes peeks.
Uh-oh.
At the entertainment industry. She interviews nationally renowned and entertaining guests who deliver practical advice for making changes today. And this is how they describe the program. It is a darned fun... an inspirational hour. And she's wearing a lot of makeup, and these photographs are very blurry.
I have to be fair. On her page, she's younger than I thought.
How old is she?
Let's see.
I'd be curious, because these photographs...
I mean, she looks older.
These are the... Be older than what? Mm-hmm. These are the kind of photographs that I'm looking
37.
At.
37. She lives in Madison, Wisconsin.
Shaving off years.
Yeah, she's no 37.
No.
I'm a 37.
I'm sure she was 37 at one point. She's not 37 now. Well, let's listen to what this... I swear to God, the program's tagline is grabbing life by the ovaries. You keep...
Slattery Moshkow.
Slattery Moshkow sounds like some sort of an unpleasant discharge that you would have from a wound on your body. Your body.
I slattery.
All right. What does the wound look like? Well, it's all slattery. Let's listen to this now. This is an unaltered demo that I have received for the Kathleen show that they just sent to me.
From the woman who rocked the boat and inspired a nation, critically acclaimed filmmaker Kathleen Slattery Moshkow is the host of the Kathleen Show, a show about shaking things up and grabbing life by the balls. Kathleen has been featured in the New York Times, USA Today.
I was promised over a grabbing. Maybe they focused that.
By that ball.
That's the Sunday show.
Maybe. Today, ball. Tomorrow, ovaries.
I bet that she tried to do by the ovaries and, you know, got a poor response, because I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
The focus group said no.
I was going to say the dials returned to zero when that phrase rolled by the screen. All right.
Today, CNN, NPR, Atlantic Monthly, The Economist, and many, many more. The woman with ovaries of steel who took on...
Are you kidding me? Really? Why would you want ovaries?
I don't want steel ovaries.
Well, they're more adorable than the regular ones.
That's just amazing. It's like those little stress balls.
Seriously, the little office clickety-clack things? You had ovaries of steel.
Oh, that whole, like... Yes. It's wrong.
Okay. Ovaries of steel. I want a cervix made of dirt.
On big drug companies and big Hollywood, hosts this inspiring and entertaining show about rattling some cages. It's about life and health, and hey, since she's a filmmaker, she mixes things up and takes us way behind the entertainment scenes. The Kathleen Show is available for barter. Here's your host, mother, wife, writer, director, producer, speaker, and overall regular chick, Kathleen Slattery.
This makes me want to kill myself.
Oh, my
this makes me want to cut off my own legs and bleed to death in the hallway.
Slattery Moshkow.
Hey, this is Kathleen Slattery Moshkow, and this would be a great show to book on your station. I work my buns off to bring
buns?
Oh, my God.
What are her buns made of? Maybe her buns are made of cheese.
And listeners, inspiring and entertaining information on topics that make a difference in their lives right now. We interview incredible guests who shoot straight with great advice and personal scoop. And this is just a darned fun and inspiring hour of radio.
I've seen several cover letters stating the same thing.
A darned fun and inspiring hour.
That's for the Midwest.
Really, I was going to say, those are descriptions that always set my programming feet a tapping.
The Kathleen Show is a program about life.
In the spirit of the show,
could you make that up?
All of our lives right now, our topic of the day
the program
is
about
money.
Things.
And it screws with us, doesn't it?
Most people don't bother when it comes to money. If you bother, you do smart things. Most people spend more time worrying about who's been thrown off the island than they do picking out their 401k option or thinking about where their money went. And
gracefully accept certain things about age, and then let's fight like hell to make the most out of the body, the health, and the time that we have been given.
The amount of research going on and what makes us tick and what keeps us well and what perhaps makes us live longer is just astounding.
Let's just put it right out there.
I wonder if the whole program comes with this terrible Mighty Wind music playing in the background. Who told her that was a good idea, do you suppose?
That marriage is hard. And goodness, I can personally attest to this.
That's
right. Relatable.
And Mormon, I think. Goodness, I can certainly relate. This just screams AM970, just with everything in it.
I think there's a lot of ways that people can talk to each other that are either going to assure that they're going to have problems or give them a much better chance of working through things otherwise. It, a lot of it is how you talk to each other rather than everybody is different.
And I know that for me personally, in spite of the fact that I believe...
Here's, by the way, and Tim and Dave...
That music's getting on my nerves.
This makes this whole demo's making me angry. I was going to say, here's something that you may notice, and maybe you didn't notice, but if you have any experience in radio, this is it. You probably picked up on this. There's no segment on this demo that goes more than 10 seconds. Like, you'll get about 10 or 12 seconds of the show, and then they'll fade out and they'll go to something else. Like, at no point have I heard more than 15 or 20 seconds of the program uninterrupted. That's always a huge red flag, by the way. If you're in radio and somebody submits a demo tape, and it just quickly cuts from one show to another, one topic to another, clearly taped on different days, it's because there are no long stretches of the program that are either interesting or entertaining in any way.
I believe women can accomplish just about...
This demo has another 9 minutes to go.
Does this song play throughout it?
Let's find out.
About anything. To say boobs on the radio, but it got your attention, didn't it? And attention is exactly what is needed.
Cardio and drop this body fat, and then I'll
halfway through
and shape up what's left of me. And your body doesn't work like that.
Organic fruits and vegetables, lo and behold, the price would come down, the selection would go up.
Here's another good thing you should always do. When you're creating a radio demo, make sure that the music in the background always has lyrics that are turned really vocals, that are turned really loudly up, so that they compete with whatever's being said in the foreground. Always make sure that it's as hard as possible to listen to the voice of the person who is hosting the show.
To top of the food chain, your children deserve clean.
Got an agent with it. Just went to the bookstore, bought a book, How to Get
Who
an
would
agent.
Still be listening to this demo at this point?
Getting an agent for dummies. Yeah, basically.
How you're filmed is the one who can make you beautiful or can make you horrible. So,
I was a writer for many years. I went on to edit. I was time science editor for 8 years. And
the Kathleen Show is a one-hour weekly show available for barter. Book this program on your station now. Your listeners will be thrilled, and your sales reps will thank you for adding the Kathleen Show. This
can
is
only
a program that can drive audiences to a station.
Or to suicide.
Advertisers love this show.
Yeah, other stations.
Kathleen will also record custom tags, promos, or sponsor
Let's
IDs
have her do that.
To give the show a local feel. Visit our website.
They
at thekathleenshow.com.
She can cross-promote the suburban perspective.
Kathleen's fantastic guest list. To book the show, contact us at 608...
No. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Jason, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, just wanted to see you, Rick. Is that the lady's kid's band in the background playing?
Seriously.
It's
yeah.
gotta be her son.
It's gotta be that, or it's like some CD that she has produced herself in her basement that you can probably buy at her website. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's see, what else do we have here? Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey. You know, I think there's too much use of, like, this, you know, the ovaries term. You know, I saw a play one time. Oh, I should say I was dragged to a play one time by my girlfriend at the time, called That Takes Ovaries.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean too much use of ovaries as, like, when they talk about a woman, oh, she's got brass ovaries, because they're trying to, like, because they're trying to take it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just irritating. And I don't really know, like, I don't know any woman who'd really want to be identified as having ovaries of brass.
Exactly.
Except for Storm. Probably just Storm. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Rick, this email says, I had too much Del Taco yesterday, now I have a slattery munchka. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Hello. All right. Let's do one more. And, hello? All right. Okay, well, let's be done. That's a sign from God. That's a sign from the Almighty right there.
You wouldn't hear that from Catherine Slattery Machka.
No, I wouldn't.
Slattery Machka.
She's probably much smoother than that. Production value.
Everything she does is wonderful.
Darn entertaining is what it is. Coming up next hour, Scott Daly will be here. He'll be reviewing the new David Fincher film, Zodiac. We revisit the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley. Like us at 3, Don and Mike at 7. He said there's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.